This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. I want to wish you an early happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. For some dads, this is a great time of year, and for some dads, it's not so great. My guest, Fabio Verdugo, with the Division of Child Support Services, is here to talk about a touchy topic, child support. Welcome to the Father Matters Show, Fabio.
Thank you, Vance. I appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk with you today.
Yes, sir. And a whole lot of listeners appreciating you being here, my friend. Let's jump right into it, Fabio. What is child support?
Okay, Vance, so that's a great question. Child support is a court order that instructs one parent to pay a certain amount of money for the needs of child or children. Division of Child Support Services, also known as DCSS, provides services to any person who needs assistance. This could be, you know, establishing paternity, child support order, a person who might need help enforcing a child support order. So every state is federally mandated, which was required by federal law to have a child support program in place. There is no application fee for the child support services. However, there may be some fees. For example, the annual collection fee of $25 that may apply to some cases that are not receiving cash assistance from the state. Also, there is a monthly handling fee of $5 called the clearinghouse fee. So clearinghouse fee, just to kind of explain a little bit, it helps keep track of all the child support payments that are made in Arizona. And then lastly, the genetic testing fee. So if a paternity needs to be established through genetic testing, there is a $31.75 per person charge for this for this fee as well.
So that's a lot. You guys are doing a lot. I want to ask you, what types of services do you provide?
So the services range from location service, which is locating the other parent or either of the parents. There is a team that's dedicated to locating parents, and there are several different means necessary to accomplish this. The other is the paternity service, which is establishing legal fatherhood for children born out of wedlock. And lastly, the enforcement is a service that helps collect the child support payments if necessary. There is a variety of enforcement remedies available if needed. Lastly, the DCSS also establishes medical support and assists with modification of child support orders when needed.
So you're saying you can track people down. What do you mean by that? Like if someone come into your office and say, the other parent, because it's not just fathers who owe, it's mothers as well. But someone come to your office and say, hey, the other parent, you know, hasn't paid child support in 7-8 months. How do you go about that?
Yeah, so that's a good example. We do have parents that will come in and state that the other parent has not been found or they're not sure of their whereabouts. So we do provide a location service to help find the other parent. Mm-hmm. We have different tools using, anything from MVD, MVD to, just database tracking, tools to find out where the other parent is living at.
So going back to this $25 a year and the $5, and you say that's $5 mm-hmm. per month?
Yeah, the $5 is the clearinghouse fee. Uh-huh. And that's just, it helps, so clearinghouse, will help keep track of the child support payments in Arizona. But that is paid once the support is collected. The annual collection fee of $25, mm-hmm. Also that's going to be paid to by the person by the non-custodial parent. Uh-huh. For example, if the parent is paying, let's say, $250 a month, the annual collection fee of $25 doesn't get collected until after at least $500 is collected from the non-custodial parent. Uh-huh. So the custodial parent will never have to pay those fees. It's all coming from the non-custodial parent.
So what happens when one party lives in another state? Do you guys help with out-of-state cases? We get a lot of customers that come to the Father Matters office and they say stuff like, you know, my ex up and moved. She moved to another state. I haven't seen my kids, but they're still taking child support from me. So, or they relocated to Arizona from another state. What happens in situations like that?
So there is, we do have, if so, for example, I'll just give an example here. If parents are residing in Arizona and the non-custodial parent is living, let's say, in California. Again, non-custodial parent is a person that would be paying child support. So let's say that person is living in California. Then Arizona can enforce child support through administrative enforcement actions. But when it's an out-of-state case, the state where the custodial parent resides can request assistance from Arizona. So in this case, if the non-custodial parent is living in California and the custodial parent is living here in Arizona, then California would reach out to Arizona to have that case established. And we do work with all the states on enforcing child support.
So if someone moved from another state to here or moved to another state, Arizona will contact California or Chicago, and they will start working jointly together?
Yeah, so Arizona would make the request to the other state where the non-custodial parent is residing to establish that child support.
And is that happening smoothly? Is that happening, you know, as a group effort? Do they keep the customer involved with what's going on? Because I'm sure that can be hairy and touchy.
Yeah, so the custodial parent, let's say, that's living in Arizona has a case against a non-custodial parent in California. That custodial parent would need to come into our offices here in Arizona to check with the case worker to find out how the case is going, if they made contact with the other state, if they've located the non-custodial parent, because there's a process involved with finding the custodial parent and then establishing the support in another state and then enforcing it. So Arizona does make that request, and our caseworkers here in Arizona are constantly checking their cases to make sure that the custodial parent here in Arizona is getting that assistance.
Oh, that's great. Could you walk us through, like, what would a client, a customer do if they say they got something in the mail saying that they got a letter from the Division of Child Support? What would they do? They come to your office. What is step one?
Okay, so step one, there is an application to be filled out. You can go into the office to ask for the application, or you can download it from our website, and I'll go and let you know that's azdes.gov/DCSS. So you can either download it from our website, fill it out, and then bring it into one of our offices, or you can come into one of our offices. We'll have some printed out for you ready to go. And then the other option is the outreach team is always at events. So if someone comes across a Division of Child Support Services information table booth, they can come up to one of us and ask us for the application. We usually carry plenty of apps and plenty of modification applications as well with us.
And so you say events. What are the events?
So these are just resource health fair events that we constantly are setting up information table booths at. And so we're trying to reach out to anybody who might have some questions about, you know, how to establish child support, to how to make modifications. So we're always reaching out to custodial parents and non-custodial parents on this subject to clear up the confusion and make sure, you know, child support's established.
For some people, Fabio, what is a custodial parent and a non-custodial? What's non-custodial parent? What's the difference? Some people are like, we are talking Martian to them right now. What is a custodial parent? Is what I'm saying that right? Mm-hmm. And what's a non-custodial parent?
Okay, thank you for asking that. Yeah, so to clarify, a custodial parent is a person who has the children or the custody of the children at the time. It is the person usually who is making all the arrangements for the child to get, you know, to school, you know, get basic necessities. Non-custodial parent is usually the person that is kind of visiting children on weekends, on summer times, whatever arrangements made between the two parents on parenting time. And so the non-custodial parent is the one that's kind of, visiting and staying in touch with the children, but is not the person who's the main care provider mm-hmm. for the child.
Yeah. So if someone is, trying to get more parenting time and adjusting their child support, that's two separate entities, right? That's
right.
Do you do parenting time?
So parenting time usually is done through the courts.
Okay.
And we only deal with the child support aspect of it.
Yes.
There is when you're filling out the application, it'll ask if you have an existing case, and then at that time it'll ask for either an FC court number, which is family court number, so we can look up the case and find out where it's at, so we can kind of take over and help from there.
Right. And I love when you say you go out to events, health fairs and things like that. Mm-hmm. Are you involved in any partnerships that focus on fatherhood programs?
Yes. As you know, Division of Child Support Services works closely with Father Matters. We even have a case manager available on site weekly at the Father Matters office to assist parents with cases.
Right.
We strive to work with partners on a variety of resources, specifically that are focused on fatherhood programs. Right now we have two different groups that are in collaboration with social services and nonprofit agencies. The first one is the Arizona Fatherhood Network, and the second is the Fatherhood Collaborative Group. So just to kind of clarify, both these organizations have focused on better serving the fathers. The staff is in, our outreach team participates in regular meetings focused on work groups. So we're kind of getting better at relating to how to serve fathers. And the staff also is usually having information for booth and customers. Information for the customers at booths and case management staff.
Right. And what I appreciate is the fact that you guys, you do have that satellite office at the Father Matters at our facility, because it makes it such a safe place for the men to come to. You guys got Danessa Brown, who's one of the caseworkers, and she is so awesome, Fabio. So
yeah.
I definitely want to thank you mm-hmm. and your agency for allowing this partnership and encouraging this partnership, because the men feel safe. But I want to ask you a couple of more things after this. But for now, you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Fabio Verdugo with the Division of Child Support Services. We'll be back after these messages. Are you in need of family law legal services? Contact fathermatters.org. Our purpose is to provide free legal assistance services to fathers and their families. Remember, you have the right to see your children, and no parent can take that right away from you. Being responsible financially for your children is required by law, but even parents without financial means have the right to see their children. Don't let a legal matter stop you from being an excellent and involved parent. For more information about free family law legal services, log on to fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And we're back with Fabio Verdugo. Did I say that right, Fabio?
Yes, sir.
Verdugo.
That's right on dot.
With the Division of Child Support Services. Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org, Also catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. And again, I want to thank you for tuning in. And it's just, this is just such a touchy topic. And it's like right now, Father's Day is 2 weeks away. And a lot of guys are struggling with this right now. There's a lot of guys who are doing everything that they're supposed to do, and they just keep getting bound up, but they don't know where to go. And that's why I appreciate you being here, Fabio, because it's not that most men, it's not that they don't care. They just don't know where to start. And I think, again, I was saying before the commercial break, rushy, I want to take my time. And just, again, thank you for this partnership, because guys are leaving, man. They're getting their questions answered. They're seeing results. They're, you know, and they just want to be heard. And one question a lot of people have, Fabio, a lot of people, how does someone request a change to their child support order?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, because of circumstances that occur in life, you know, that cause a change in income, either through custody or legal decision making for minor children, there is some modification assistance. We have modification workshops, they call them. And you can get more information on our modification workshops at the azdes.gov/DCSS. Our offices have these modifications in place to help attendees to get better educated on how the process that's involved, the different forms required to complete the modification of the child support. And this goes from, you know, for both parents, you know, because we have moms and dads that are coming in, that they're just, you know, they're frustrated. We understand that they're going through some tough times, you know, bills aren't getting paid. And so we really are trying to amp up the customer service there in our office to kind of give that assistance. And I think the modification workshops is one of the key components to doing that. So a customer can always contact our customer service unit. And I'll just give that phone number right now, if you don't mind, Vance.
No, please do.
Okay. So, the local office in Phoenix is 602-252-4045, or they can contact our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-882-4151, and they can get some more information on these great child support modification workshops.
So, Fabio, as I shared with you earlier before the show started, we have over 17,000 listeners per week nationally. Now, that someone may be listening in Tennessee to North Carolina to Chicago, if they contact Arizona's website or your phone numbers, will you lead them in the right directions to their state, to their county?
Yeah, so we do the best we can to communicate anybody calling in from a different state to kind of direct them into their child support office in their local home or town. Because, you know, if it's an out-of-state case, again, we have to go through the proper procedures to right. establishing that with that other state.
Right. And piggybacking off that, let's say I have a case in Virginia. I just, you know, can't get in touch with, is there a Virginia Division of Child Support Services? Is there a Division of Child Support Services in every state?
Yes, sir. Every state has a child support service. So it is federally mandated that everybody abide by the, child support services to establish. And when it's a different state, just kind of throwing that out there, there is different rules that apply at different states. So that you'll have to look at your do some research on what state you're at. And every state will have a very clearly defined policy as to how their child support is established in their state.
Right. And what I love about now, you know, you have your child support modification workshop. So if someone need to establish a case or got some mail, a letter, they can go to the office. But then when they go to the child support workshop, break that down. What happens at a modification workshop? Mm-hmm. What is that? How does that break down?
Okay. So first is going to be a review of the modification. Some of the examples on, you know, reasons to modify, I'll just throw these out really quick. It's loss of job, which is probably most commonly. Incarceration, determination of disability, change of custody, parenting time. For example, if a child is going to be living with the father now and he's still paying child support, well, there needs to be a modification in place so he's not continually paying he's not paying the child support,
right,
and taking care of the children.
Because we do get a lot of men like that. You know, they're still paying the same amount of child support and they're getting the children more. So you cover that at the workshop?
Yes, sir.
What else?
We do cover that. Also, let's say there's a birth, an additional family member to support. If there is children that emancipate, so emancipation is when the child turns 18 or completes high school and is no longer having to get child support from the non-custodial parent. Mm-hmm. And then there's medical insurance, which has the premium costs, loss of coverage, and insurance coverage.
Right. And it's no way we're going to cover all of this today. We just get a lot of emails from around the country. People say, Vance, talk more about this. Talk more about this on your show. Mm-hmm. So, again, you're going to plug the phone numbers at the end, the website. Mm-hmm. And I want my listeners to take action on this, you know. And real quick, we only got a few minutes left, Fabio.
Okay.
What is the hospital paternity program?
Okay. So the hospital paternity program, also known as the HPP, it's a voluntary program designed to assist parents who are establishing legal paternity for their children or child that are born out of wedlock. The program was created back in July 1996 by federal law, and it's just to provide unwed parents with a simple civil process for establishing paternity without the expense and time going into court. Mm-hmm. And HPP, which is the Hospital Paternity Program, works directly with Child Support Services or the Division of Child Support Services. Let me give this here. So hospitals are required to introduce and explain the voluntary paternity program to all unwed parents at the time that, you know, birth is the child of the birth. And if parents agree to use this process, they're asked to complete what's called the acknowledgement of paternity. The hospital forwards this signed acknowledgement of paternity over to the Division of Child Support Services. And there's actually an HPP division that works in our offices that processes this and also gets the father's name put into the birth certificate.
So that covers a lot.
Yes, sir.
Fabio, where can our listeners go to get more information about everything that you said? And again, there's no way we could have crunched all this into a 30-minute show. And I know you're trying to get as much information out as possible, but now I want the listeners to follow up on this. Where can they go? Website, phone numbers, talk to me.
Okay. So the website again is the www.azdes.gov/DCSS. And then our 1-800 number is 1-800-882-4151. Our local office is 602-252-4045.
So this is, again, it's Father's Day. I know this is something heavy that we're talking about, but there's so many people going through this, but they just need that education. They mm-hmm. need some, you know, some answers to some questions. And I hope mm-hmm. that what you were touching on to, you know, on the show today, that we can just get the ball rolling. So is it last minute? What is something else that you want to share or okay. talk about
real quick? Free educational seminars are in our offices as well. We are trying to promote more of the, you know, connecting with our customers and newly established orders to create a relationship building opportunities between the agency and both the parents. And again, go to the website to learn more about the free educational seminars.
And that okay, so this is separate from the modification workshop.
Yes, sir.
And what is this seminar again? It does what?
So what it does is they're free educational seminars that are it's kind of like the modification, but we explain everything from applying for child support services, the frequently asked questions we try to cover. So we're really trying to clear up some of the questions and the confusion out there. So we know that both parents are aware of what their, you know, what their options are. And again, this is all free. And to learn more about the free educational seminars and the calendar scheduled on the calendars, just go to the azdes.gov/DCSS.
And they can call you at what number?
You can call us at 1-800-882-4151.
Well, Fabio, again, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Yes, and then happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there again. So, and I want to thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.